I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on the Canadian agriculture industry. Joining me is Lisa Bishop Spencer, Executive Director of the Canadian Centre for Food Integrity. Hi, Lisa. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So, who makes up the agriculture industry, first of all?
So the agriculture sector is made up of people who bring you your food from gate to plate overall. So it's the people who grow the food, the people who manufacture the food, the people who process the food, everybody who's involved in bringing food to Canadians.
Okay. Now, explain food integrity and why do you exist?
Our organization, the Canadian Centre for Food Integrity, is a national nonprofit organization dedicated to building trust in Canada's food system. So we bring together diverse stakeholders from across the food sector, including farmers and processors and retailers and other industry partners, to really start to engage in meaningful dialogue and collaborate on the initiatives that can enhance the transparency and consumer confidence in the food that they eat.
So, what concerns Canadians most about our food?
Well, we've recently done some research, and if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, my answer probably would have been a little bit different. Over the last 11 years, we had remained kind of in the same place, with Canadians more or less feeling like the Canadian food system was headed in the right direction. And then in October, our research suggested that there had been a 7-point drop in Canadians' confidence that the food system was headed in the right direction. And I think that's reflective sort of the times that we were in. Since then, there with these potential tariff announcements, we've seen a bit of a resurgence in pride in Canadian food. And we're really deeply concerned about those tariffs. But for us, we understand that we need to maintain and create a resilient food supply that serves the interest of both consumers and the sector.
Okay, and I was going to ask you what's going on south of the border right now affecting our relationship with food here in Canada?
I think it is. I think Canadians are deeply concerned. Food is such a personal thing for Canadians, and they really hold it to heart. And it's important for them, not only from an affordability but also a perspective, but from a perspective of that connection that people have, either from a cultural or a personal connection that they have with their food. So we believe that the pro-Canadian food system sentiment is something that we really do have to leverage. And I think that the sector is very proud to bring Canadians a safe and resilient food supply. And I think Canadians are actually seeing that now too.
You know, as a nation, what sets us apart from other countries as far as food safety and security are concerned?
The
I know you
Canadian,
just
sure.
alluded to that, but
Yeah, absolutely. We're very proud of the food safety system that we have in Canada. We have systems in place with assurance programs that are able to provide Canadians with the assurance that the food that they're getting is safe. And that's all of their food, right? So you see the food safety programs that are on farm. We also see a great deal of food safety with respect to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency doing all of its hard work in order to ensure the safe food supply for Canadians. So that really sets us apart in terms of our ability to confidently say that the Canadian food system is a safe system, it's a resilient system, and it's a transparent system.
Now, food insecurity is a major problem in this country. Is there something that your organization has influence over?
I think we need to tell the story better. Frankly, in terms of food insecurity, there is an awful lot of work being done throughout the sector, again, from gate to plate and beyond, in order to improve those efficiencies. When we talk about innovation, people get concerned when it comes to the words innovation and food, because they're concerned about what that means to their food. But really, the fact is we can do more with an acre of land now than we ever could. And we've been developing such innovative systems and programs and technology that, you know, the food security issue in Canada is being actively addressed through this innovation.
Well, that's great. And we'll hopefully be buying more Canadian products as time goes on, right?
Absolutely.
We'll be looking for Canadian products in the stores.
Absolutely. I think you're seeing a real trend towards that. But I think it's also important to remember that the food supply is vast, and it's the food system is vast, and there are people who are involved in the food system from at all levels. So I think it's important that people understand that when they're buying food in Canada, they're supporting the food system overall.
Lisa, we have a, or you have a big day coming up, February 11th. Tell us about that.
Right, so February 11th for us is Canada's Ag Day, and it's our opportunity really as a population to celebrate Canadian agriculture and to help spread the word across Canada that there are hardworking people behind the scenes who bring us the food that we love and the essential contributions of the agriculture sector to our nation's prosperity as well as to its well-being.
So how do we join the party on February 11th then?
There are lots of great ideas. You can go to foodintegrity.ca and see the website, and then under the section that called campaigns, you can see Canada's Ag Day. And in there, we are inviting people to, on their social platforms, use the hashtag Canada, or sorry, CDN Ag Day. So the hashtag again is hashtag CDN Ag Day, and we can post photos of your food and photos of the farms in your area are cooking all Canadian meal and tag us in their forks up selfies. So that allows people really to share their appreciation for the sector that brings us the food we eat.
That sounds good, Lisa. So, February 11th, Canada Agriculture Day, right?
Right, Canadian
Right.
agriculture. That's right.
Is there anything that we haven't discussed that you would like to add to this?
I think it's just really important for Canadians to celebrate the Canadian food system. I think that what happens is that sometimes we take that for granted, right? Until very recently, with this tariff announcement, there was an indifference towards Canadian food. People sort of took it for granted. And I think we're seeing a bit of a transition out of that. And I think it's really important to elevate Canadian agriculture and the Canadian food system to ensure that it becomes that core Canadian value it once was. I think elevating Canadian agriculture and food to the same kind of importance for people as education, as health, is very important in order to ensure that we can maintain the food system that we've got and improve it.
And it's im more important now than ever, right?
Exactly. I think now more than ever it's important, not just given the announcements, but I think it's important to for people to remember that the Canadian food system is responsible for 1 in 9 jobs in Canada. It makes multi-million dollar contributions to Canada's GDP. And in terms of the economic prosperity of the country, the Canadian agriculture system is very important.
Lisa, I think we'll leave it right there.
Great.
And I really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so
Oh,
much for this.
no trouble. Please let me know if there's anything else I can do.
Thanks so much. Lisa
Great.
Bishop Spencer is Executive Director of the Canadian Centre for Food Integrity. And that's your community spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.